श्री गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी जी
आवर
परिक्रमा वॉज फिनिश्ड फ्रॉम वृंदावन वी प्रोसीडेड टू छठीग्राम Gopal, everybody decided to leave from Gopal. They wanted to proceed to Vrindavan. Then they stayed sometime. They stayed in Chatikara. They made a house of the cards. Shaktikara. Shakti means or it is derived from Shakti. Shakti is the card. That's why the name changed to Shaktikara from Shakti, the card. Nearby is Nanda Baba is staying in Shaktikara.
Then,
place, Ral means Rawal. Vishwamanand Maharaj. Earlier it was known, Vishwamanand Maharaj used to be known as Rawal. Then this place became popularly known as Ral today. All the pastimes were performed from here. Kala and Shampun were manifest, Surajkun pastimes and the lifting above over the hill were performed from these places. Maharaj Shantanu was a very strong king, he was the emperor. He got married to the Ganga, then Bhishma was born as the son. Later on.
Shantanu Maharaj.
Shantanu Maharaj.
Yamuna Kinare Pe.
At the banks of the river Yamuna. Lady, by the name of Matsyaganda or Satyavati, she was born there. Seeing her beauty, Mara Shantanu became attracted to her and desired her to have a queen. Then he told to her father that I want to marry your daughter. The father replied that no, this marriage cannot take place. Why? Because I have decided that whoever will take birth from this her womb should be the king. You have the elder son as Bhishma Pitama. That's why she should not get married to you. He did not reply anything. He went back, but he remained somewhat silent in his heart. Then Bhishma went to ask from this boatman or the father of Satyavati. And when he understood the entire matter, then he decided that he will never get married. I will not be the king, and neither my sons will be the king, because I will never get married, so I will not have any sons. And then Satyavati was married to King Shantanu.
There
is a village by the name of Ayore.
Nanda Baba
Upanand, the brothers of Nanda Baba. They were taking bath in the Ganga. At this time of solar eclipse, they wanted to go to the river Ganga. Then Krishna also decided to come with them, and there is a village
Moghaya.
They were watching for Krishna when he will come. That is why it is known as Moghaya. Basati, another village. Vishwanatha Maharaj stayed in that place. Basati means to reside. He took all the Vrajavasis and went back to Gokul, and from there all the Vrajavasis, Radhika, etc. he took and went to Golok Vrindavan. And all these fortunes were performed there. Then we went to Pet House. Pet House Gram, about this place. Krishna Devas Maharaj, so to speak. English.
Over there. But I have been asked which had disappeared from the Ramayana, and he actually appeared as Imam Kunda. So that time, all the gopis began to search for Sri Krishna. And all the gopis, they kept on searching. When Krishna saw that the gopis are coming his way, Krishna assumed a 4-hour form. He became 4 hours. And he had Shankar, Chakra, Gada and Padma, lotus, fish, conscious, glove in his hand, forehead. Seeing that the gopis were not at all attracted, because gopis are only attracted to 2-hour form of Krishna. So, then later on, Srimati Radhika came, but then Srimati Radhika saw that actually there was 4 hours Narayan, she was also not attracted. All the gopis offered Pranama to Radhika. After Radhika came in front of this 4 hour form of Narayan, then Narayan Krishna could not hold his 4 hours. His 4 hours actually disappeared. The 2 hours went into his belly, and only 2 hours remained. And again, he assumed the threefold bending form. That is close to her and the beautiful smile on his face. So it means that Radhika's love is so great that Krishna himself cannot control himself. Actually, it is said in Radhika says that Radhika says that Suranta Bhova Shiva Madhuri Mohati Bhavayaka Vidakta Mandala Punavali Pati Paravitika Nayasri Shiki Chankara Shirati Raiva Vedo Bhukhe Adhati Vajana Sanamati Pranayam Mandala. There may be so many beautiful forms in this world, and there may be so many attractive other incarnations also. But I shall not be attracted to anyone who has no peacock feather on the head, who has no beautiful decoration from the minerals, red oxide from Govardhan, and who is not standing in a three-fold lighting form, playing beautiful flute on his red fingerless. Means Radhika is attracted only to Sri Krishna. So when Krishna is an example of Krishna is the last person in the world, then Gopinath Pashu Sendra Nandara Bishop Bhavat Kashukhan Kuti Vityasam Shamanen Guruha Padarein Sanchayana Satriya Avish Mugati Vashitam Sanom Satsyam Kudha Shishnuri Yata Santa Chatur Vita Varujya Rako Dayam Kuchati. The Gopinath love is not for Oram Narayan. When they see the Oram Narayan form, the love diminishes, it cuts. But when they see Krishna, then that love will increase unlimitedly. So Lee Glenn Spiva actually gives evidence that Srimati Radhika, she is actually the topmost, because in front of other gopis, Krishna would manifest his 4-hour form, but in front of Radhika, he could not see his 4-hour form, he became 2-hour form. And also proves that Sri Krishna is the topmost personal form. Shyameva Param Rupam Puri Madhupuri Vahara Vaya Kaishwara Karuteyam Adi Deva Bhavarata. That Shyam Sundar is the topmost possible machine. The topmost support is Madhupuri and Vajamandal. And his youthful age, he is most questionable. Out of his childhood, pre-adolescent and adolescent age, his youthful adolescent age, he is most attractive. So, that is the recent nation of his Prakhata. Manchata Guru Vashyati Bhavarata.
As a result of their union, the son Bhishma was born.
But because Sukma Dharma is a very different issue of marriage, she left him to deal with this other side. Then one day he came across a very beautiful lady called Bhakti Yanda. Afterwards she became known as Sati Bhakti, the son of Yanda. Sukma Maharaj was attracted by her beauty and he wished to marry her. But Sati Bhakti's father had one condition of marriage, that the son that comes from a royal womb only will be king. Then Sukma Maharaj was very dissatisfied because his son was already in marriage. But understanding his father's desire, she went there to the father of Sativati and promised, I will never marry, I will have no son, I will never be king. The demigod threw flowers on him and called his Bhishma. Also there is Anayore. When Sri Krishna went with the major Vrishvati that drew Yatra, he thought that they will come very soon. Therefore, asked Goswami and said, after three months of leaving Vrindavan, Sri Krishna came into that village. And all the villagers thought, I only, Krishna is coming. And then from there, Krishna and all the Vrishvati went back to the Lord Vrindavan. And from there, Krishna's Vaibhav Prakash went to Dwarka and continued the pastime. There is Mogera Gami. Mogera means Mogera. The Vrindavati was sitting there and watching the path when Krishna will return to Vrindavan. There is also a Mogera where Krishna Manavara was staying there. So when the Vrindavati saw Krishna coming on his chariot and running around all the gopis, and all the Vrindavati began ecstatic and ran towards him from these places we visited today.
Om Shri Ram Krishna Ganam Yana Salataya.
Casting live. Over down.
Sorry. Now, I have my Robin Sensors to deliver to the Sharon calling Arant also. And the most comfortable Sanyasis and other devotees present here, I also offer my appropriate respects. Today, it is a day of great fortune for us that the association of the devotees under the guidance of Gurudev, we have performed Bhagavad Gurukam today and we had darshan of very auspicious places, the place that we visited today. Amongst them, we visited Petagram and Chandra Sarovar were most prominent. We cannot go to visit these places all over by ourselves. We are going under their guidance. Their words, their honors are our guidance. And my demons understand the mercy of Radha Ramana. We reach Chandrasekhar today. I want to speak something in brief for the Bengali speaking people here about Kaitana. Rasila was performed. Rasila means a pastime of bliss and joy. In this pastime, in this Rasila, Krishna disappeared from this Rasila and Radharani along with him and because Radharani herself left the Rasalila, then Krishna is wondering that if Radharani is not present there, then why should I perform the Rasalila? And Krishna looked at them also. And all these gopis began to inquire as to where Krishna has gone. And that time, he made his 400 palm. And all the gopis, when searching for Krishna, they reached a certain point that Krishna had manifested his 400 Narayan form. They were very happy of this 400 form and they prayed to him and offered him this prayer that, oh Krishna, oh Narayan, he is the most important. They want to have a darshan of Krishna. Although he had adopted this Narayan form, but he could see that this form is not attractive for the gopis. And then Radharani came that in that direction, then Krishna could not maintain his 400 form. And two of his arms just went inside. One time he went with Maharaj to Dwaraka. When he had this darshan, Maharaj said, what did you have darshan? You had darshan of the 400 form, Dwarkadhish. See, what determination, what faith you have? Gopis themselves had seen directly of 400 Narayana, but still they did not become attracted to him. And they prayed to him that, oh Krishna, oh Narayan, please, we want to visit Krishna, please tell us the whereabouts of Krishna. Similarly, we also should be having this strong faith that we want to have only darshan and we will only perform bhajan to Sri Krishna. So if you go to Narayan also, what do we see? Narayan, you will see only Krishna there also. In staying in this place, we will be able to perform our bhajan. In Radhanu process, we will be able to perform our bhajan properly. Sadhu Maharaj, Ujjwala Janardhan Maharaj and so many other exalted devotees were there one time when they were asking some questions to each other that Wherever we go, wherever we go, our mood and our method, process of bhajan will be only in the process of the Raga Nuga or Rupa Nuga process. There are many worshippers of Narayan, but amongst them, the worshippers of Vrindavana Shyam Sundar, who is our worshippable, will only worship him and will not worship anyone else. Power is gone. And when this Ras was being performed, Ras means bliss, then the demigods going from the air, they saw, and the moon is also watching this beautiful Rasa, and it doesn't want to go in the western direction today. It just stays there and wants to have this darshan of this Rasa Leela. Then we will be able to perform our bhajan nicely. At that time, these Anarkas are destroyed, there will not be any obstacle for us. And then we will also be able to have darshan of all these pastimes. May Gurudev, may he be merciful on us, and Guru Vaishnava, may they be merciful on us, that may they show their mercy so that we will be able to realize all the pastimes and see all the pastimes and have as a pastime the moon Chandra has for this pastime. In Govardhan, which was performed here, is known as Basanti Ras, or the dance reference of the springtime. After one night of Brahma, this Ras was performed for the length of one night of Brahma. During that time, Vrindavan was performed, was known as Panchayati Ras, means Southern Siddha, the Rishichari, Munichari, all different types of gopis were there, but here only Vishakha, Lalita, gopis, all the gopis, and Krishna is performing this Rasa dance, and Radha Nagrath Man, and all these, she's dancing, all of them are similar to me. From this Rasa dance, she disappeared. Krishna saw that Radharani has disappeared, so to pacify her, he also disappeared from that Rasa dance. Now all these satis, they began to search for Krishna, and Krishna went to Kaitava village, adopted a four-handed form of Narayan. All the gopis, when they saw this four-handed form, they offered pranam and went further, didn't speak a word to him. But Srimati Radhika, when she appeared there, that time, two hands just disappeared into his body, or Kanta means it disappeared. Kanta means to disappear. That's why Krishna said to Radha, because you left the Rasanas, I also went away from the Rasanas. I was very dissatisfied by your absence. Another one said, Krishna admitted his fault. He said, I beg forgiveness. And Chandra, he he did not set it, just prayed there for the one night of Brahma, and this moon, the Chandra, gave light, moonbeam, for the Rasa Raj to be performed peacefully. And there was one poet also near that place who used to perform his voice by the name of Surdas. Used to stay there and perform the bhajan there at Chandra Sarovar. And the Chandra Sarovar, he also left his body. He was such a perfected, such an exalted soul. He did not have eyes, but whatever Shringar the Thakurji was decorated with, he used to see with his divine vision and used to repeat whatever colors. One day, the deities were derobed of all their paraphernalia and all their clothes. And then the Pujari is asking that, can you describe the dress that Thakurji is wearing today? But what he is describing? He says, today, today Hari is Thakurji is absolutely nude. Like this, with his divine vision, although he did not have eyes, but he could see with his divine vision everything, how the Thakurji was decorated and all. Liberation, and you had darshan of this place also after that. Translation.
And when we went there, for the ground, there is the Sanskrita. In Panchayati Ram, all times we talk in the day. Sanskrita, Sanskrita, Vishichari. But in the Sanskrita Ram, only Rajivan's friends, like the Vita Vishaka, are present. So, all the gopis were dancing with Sri Krishna. At that time, Radhika developed man. And she disappeared from the arena of the Ram Sami. Sri Krishna weeping was looking for the gopi. And then when he came and met her, he manifested a four-armed form. But when Srimati Radhika came, that four-armed form, Krishna could not maintain, and two hands again, again ended in his body. Then Krishna said to Radhika, oh, you left me. Please don't do that again. I was very unhappy in your absence. And he said, please forgive my error. And Krishna begged forgiveness for Radhika's death. That grass was so beautiful, the moon stayed there for one day of Brahma, manifesting full moonlight. Therefore, that place is called Chandra Sarovar. There is a sacred place of Sri Surya, and Sri Madhavacharya himself. Surya took Samadhi there. Even though it appears to theory, he was completely blind. When he was jumping for TV, then he would describe the decoration of Sri Krishna. Then the Pujari wanted to examine him. Therefore, when he came one day, they took all the clothes on the TV. They asked Pujari, how is Chakuti dressed today? And he was such a great soul. He said, ask my own remember. Well, today, see how he is completely beautiful. Because he's completely naked, there's no clothes covering his beauty. When everyone understood his wishes, position, they all became astonished. But Sri Krishna, he ended the Kavila from that place. And Vikramacharya, certainly Balacharya, when he heard that Sri Krishna had left, there were tears in his eyes, he said, the ghost of the Kunti Maharaj has disappeared, has left.
Makura Mandalir Mathe. Within Makura Mandal.
Vishram Khar.
Vishram Khar. is the topmost place. And Gokul is the topmost, and then Rasastali in Vrindavan, because Rasa was performed. And better than that is Govardhan. Panchayati Ras was performed. Panchayati Ras was there, Vasanti Ras was performed. And higher than this, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. These are the two eyes of Giriraj. If you consider Giriraj Govardhan to be in the form of a cow, then because it is higher from the back and in the front, it is lower, and because the cow is turning its face backwards while sitting, so its eyes are turned this side. And if you compare it to a peacock, and when the peacock is sitting, it is higher from up above, and then it becomes lower in the middle. And then Shyamakun Shyamakun, its two eyes, or its beak is entering near its belly. So Chakravarti Thakur describes Govardhan. Where Krishna stopped the gopis for extracting taxes. Actually, this was just an excuse of extracting taxes. Actually, it was the extent of their moves and jovial words. Please be merciful to me, give me residence near that place or in that place. Here is also Manasi Ganga. In Manasi Ganga, Krishna performs his boat pastime. Evening, he invites the gopis that come, I'll take you across. And in the middle, he took them and he said, oh, my boat is very old and one of the things. You are so heavy, you are all the jewelry and all these pots, your butter, your ghee, milk, etc. Please throw it away. Then he made them throw these pots and then he also made them throw their jewelry. Then he began to rock the boat and in the end, Radha had to embrace Krishna to steady herself. So there are in every single cave of Giriraj Govardhan, there are innumerable pastimes being performed. He has performed there. Now it's not visible, these caves. There are so many gardens, there are so many caves and trees, flowers. And every cave, pastimes have been performed. The immortal pastimes. So, Giriraj Maharaj, please be merciful. Give me a residence at your hotel. How did he come in Braj? There are various descriptions. Kirti Maharaj will describe this.
If we can imagine Govardhan to be like a cow that sleeps with a heading towards the summit. Then the two eyes are like radical women shells down on the tail of the cow is inside, behind. And the mouth of the cow, because of the heading towards the summit, that is Mokalavita, just behind here in Manasikanta. Well, you can also think that the open hand is like a peacock that sleeps. The peacock sleeps also with his head and his wings in the same way. Chibishanathakakako has described, O Giriraj, because there are, I want to reside with you. Why? Because here there are so many castas, like when Sri Krishna tries to take tax from the gopis. I want to be near Govardhana to hear that conversation. Yes, Abhira Gandham, Ranavi Radham, also hear Krishna perform pastimes of gopis. The gopis wish to cross Manasi Ganga, which at that time was very big. And there was Krishna disguised as a boatman. So, as the gopis went on the coast, Krishna said, all these wonderful things, all the gopis should throw in excess parts of the ocean and sparkle of sea. So the gopis threw all their parts in the Ganga, on the Ganga. Then Krishna said, your ornaments are very heavy, my lord will sink. The gopis threw their ornaments. Then Krishna said, your clothes are very heavy, you should throw their clothes. Then he began rocking them on the side to side. And in order to save her soul, driving it across the neck of Sri Krishna. Therefore, I want to be here in Govardhana to be those past friends. From over the month of Ila, come to here in Govardhana, there are so many caves, many beautiful trees and waterfalls. In each and every cave, Krishna performs past friends, but there's meeting with the gods. Oh Govardhana, I want to appreciate you. You've been in the past from taking Govardhana. Please give me a place in your other street. So how if you start program came in by Jumando, you will now be involved with the past in the world. Well, who said that that's the
name? There are many in Parida.
I think it's
all the servants of Parida. But the Gopis and the Radharani of Parida for that the topmost of Parida's servant is one Haridas is Yudhishthira Maharaj.
Like
the other
one, Uttar. Like this Uttar.
And Miriam
Yudhishthira.
How is he serving? There is not a single mood he leaves behind serving. With all mood means he is serving. Fruits, flowers, caves, lakes, waterfalls, he has arranged everything for the shakar, whatever is needed for their playing, for Radharani to perform his amorous pastimes, and caves, everything he has arranged. So that he, Dira should be considered as another gopi, because otherwise why, how Krishna would perform his intimate pastimes on him. So on this topic, please come
on. Chigiraj has been proclaimed by the gopis themselves. They are gopi gallery to Haridas Bhakta. Chigarika herself, the Gopi Chandra Bhakta, she has said, of all the servants of Hari, Govardhan is there. He serves Krishna in every manner, in all gardens. As a servant, he provides water, fruit, minerals, and cane, and all types of paraphernalia. For the playful pastimes of Sri Krishna the Sakas, as well as providing private and isolated places for the pastimes of Radha and Sri Krishna. Therefore, Giriraj is manifest in himself as a stone, so that Radha Krishna will feel no shyness as they perform their pastimes. Krishna, 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 Krishna
Noting my inevitable differences from my Rupa Padma and all the brothers, sisters present here, I'm expecting just now Gurudev has described the glory of Giriraj and he has described about Giriraj, which is from Vaikunthapuri to superior Mathurapuri. Because he took birth at Silor and superior to that place is Nandagopuri, where Krishna performed his childhood pastime. And he left with the Ashwamedha. That's why even higher than Gokul is Vrindavan, where Vrindavan in Pavan and Keshav pastime he has tasted, just like the Sakhas with Braj Gopi. In this way, not only in Vrindavan, in all the forests wandering, he performed his Pavan and Keshav pastime. And even among them, the pastime of Keshav is new. The most modern place of the youthful pastimes are this Giriraj Govardhan, where Bhagavan Sri Krishna has performed his Keshav pastime. Just now it was spoken that in each and every cave of it, there have been innumerable amorous pastimes have been performed. Of the Keshav age, Giriraji, who is serving the Lord, who Nanaji has described him as in these words. He is the top of among the servants of Krishna. He is offering all sorts of paraphernalia to Navedya, etc., which is for offering to the Lord in his worship. Who can be higher servant for the Lord than Govardhan, who serves Krishna in such a way? And also, there are so many Nikunj pastimes performed here. This is the place of Giriraj. About Giriraj's appearance, as first described, like in Brahma Samhita also it is described, that one time, in the Samadhar Golok Dham, Bhagavan Krishna, the desire to appear. How can I also want to go with you? How can I go? Where Radharani is, I cannot go. We are going now. There, Yamuna is not there. What happiness I can find there? I cannot go. I said, no. Giriraji, Yamunaji, Vrindavan, everything will appear there. We will go to this place together with them and we will perform the very same thing here also. Then Radharani agreed and that eternal Giriraj of the whole of Vrindavan, Yamunaji, all of them came to this place. It is described that he appeared here as the son of the Drona mountain. At the time, one time when Kulasarishi is wandered all the places, he reached to the Himalayas and Drona Parvat offered him respect and Kulasarishi said to that in Pashupuri, it is just flat land, just field. There are no mountains present there. I am alone residing here and perform my bhajan. Here your son, Giriraj Govardhan, which is full of so beautiful trees, fruit trees, lakes, and so handsome to look at, so beautiful. If you give me this Giriraj Govardhan, I could take it and in Kashi I would establish it, and there under some tree I would perform my bhajan or perform my austerity. Kashi is beauty would be increased. This is every person's independent desire. I can force it. We can request whoever. If he agrees, fine. Then, Dron Parva pulls the rishi along with him to Giriraji. And he said to Giriraj, he said, I am so huge. How can you take me back? That's how Giriraji, how big is he? He is 64 miles in length. 2 yojan in height, means 64 miles, length 40 miles, breadth 60 miles in height. This is defined as the measurements of the Govardhan. I'm so huge and heavy, how can you save me? I can lift it up on my palms, do not worry. Then I'll just lift you up and I will take you. And Giriraj Govardhan said, fine. If you can, if you desire to take me and you can, then I have only one condition. That you will take me to the very place of your destination. And wherever you will keep, I will not move from that place again. And I will not move from that place. Our pride is that, fine, I can take you. That's right. Now here they agreed to proceed and he lifted up Giriraj Govardhan on his palm. He wanted to show his mystical powers and walking in the sky, moving in the sky, he's showing off his mystical strength and going some distance by the air. They reach on this bridge land. And then Giriraj Govardhan remember that there, the white traditional performed this bridge first time. How can I leave this place and proceed further? It's not possible. I want to return at this place. Giriraj became so heavy, that Gurudev is saying that also Giriraj, by the desire of the Lord, the first rishi developed a desire to pass pure. And also he began to sweat and his spirit, Giriraj Govardhan is feeling very heavy for him. As soon as he touched his place, placed it on the ground, then he passed urine, he took bath, came back again, now he's fresh, comes back again, and then he comes back, and now he wants to lift Giriraj Govardhan, but he's not able to lift him, he's not moving the hands now. And he's asking again and again, oh Giriraj Govardhan, why don't you move? What have you decided? Then Giriraj said, you had decided like this. I had kept the condition that wherever you see, it is not my fault. I cannot move from here now. You have said, wherever you see me, I will remain at that place. I will not go. Now you have kept me at this place. How can I go now? Now Pulasarishi said, oh, I haven't reached my destination. I have to reach Kanchi. In the mid part, you have stopped. It is not possible. You have to come with me. Giriraj said, no. Pulasarishi became angry. You will not move. No. All right. Out of anger, he cursed him that you will become smaller by size of peasant seed every year. Giriraj said, I agree on this curse, but I will not make from this place. On that day onwards, Giriraj Govardhan desired this curse, and Giriraj went on goes around to his destination. When Krishna performed his pastimes, for 7 years, Krishna also saw Indra Puja. Why? He lifted up Gira's gold when he was 7 years old and made the Braj Goshi perform puja to Gira gold. And what was he said to me jokingly? That looks like one Krishna. How did he hate his mother and father, worship him? That's why he told worship Guru Raj over there. And also, Krishna, why he
said,
he also gave this logic that the power of Govardhan, we do not worship them, and we are worshipping some god who is not manifest to our eyes. We don't know anything about these demigods. We are not respecting the visible demigod, and then he started this worship of Giriraj Govardhan. And he also started the worship of God. It's not possible to tell his mother and father that I am Lord, worship me. That's why, because now he has increased the glories of Giriraj in this manner. He lifted up Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj is sitting, but Shri Goswami Pad is saying, Krishna lifted this Giriraj that 64 mile Giriraj is vanished into the earth now. It looks like as if from Nanakadi to Kuchri and from Radhapur, this what is visible now, he only looked at this Giriraj. And this Giriraj is visible in front of us today. So, there are so many other
things.
The glory of Giriraj you heard just now from Shri Prabhupada Maharaj, and he described the pastime about Gulatta Rishi. Now, Man Maharaj is speaking. It is also described by Giriraj pastime that Bhagavan Ramchandra, one time when he was making a bridge over the ocean, that time all the monkeys and bears, the army, Ramchandra from Himalaya and from other places, they would bring big, huge boulders and mountains, and they would make mountains. They would use this as the stones to build a bridge. That time, it was, the bridge was completed. That time, it was enough. There is no need. Wherever anybody is bringing the stones from, there is no more need of any stones. That time, Hanuman said, Himalaya, he brought this Giriraj. When he reached this place, then he heard this news that the bridge is complete, no need of any more stones. That time, he is wondering, Giriraj said, oh, I was not used in Lord's service. That time, Bhagavan Ramchandra, in his mind, he said to Giriraj Govardhan, through his mind, that in Dwapar Yug, Nal and Neel were making a bridge. Wherever they would write the Ram name, that stone would not sink. And Hanuman, Sugriv, and other strong monkeys, they would bring mountains from different places, big boulders. And Manji was bringing from Himalayas, he was bringing this Giriraj Govardhan. and he was going to this place. When he came to this place in Braj, that time he sent a message to his messenger that there is no need of any more stones. Wherever anybody is living, they can keep it there only, and that is why this Giriraj Govardhan was kept here. And Giriraj is thinking that, oh, I was not used in the Lord's service. My life is useless. Then Hanumanji replied that, no, I give you this benediction that the Lord said to him that most of my pastimes will be performed on Giriraj Govardhan.
Your call is this.
Shamaranjini speaking from the order of Gurudev.
So, in different ages, Giriraj appears in different ways. Shri Maharaj stole the pastime from Garga Samhita, in which Kulastri Rishi wanted to perform his sudden bhajan in a very much, a very beautiful area. And where he was from, Kasi, there was no beautiful mountainous area, no beautiful waterfalls, grass, fragrant flowers. So he approached Jonasava, who is the father of Giriraj, and requested that Giriraj come with him to Kasi. Jonasava told him to ask Giriraj himself. At which time, Giriraj said, I will go with you, but you'll make a deal. If you can carry me all the way to your destination of Kasi without putting me down, then I'll happily go with you. Otherwise, if you put me down for any reason, then I'll not again line up. So Kulastri Rishi said, that's very good. I can carry you by my mystic power on my palm. So Kulastri Rishi is carrying Govardhan, which is a very miraculous feat, because at that time, Giriraj was 5 miles long and at least 16 miles high. So he was carrying him by his mystic power on his palm. And when they reached this area of Braj Mandala, Giriraj began to think about the pastimes of Sri Krishna and became overwhelmed by the pastimes. So by the arrangement of Krishna, at that time, Kulastri Rishi developed an unbearable urge to pass fury, and he was sweating and he couldn't control it. So he was a very powerful mystic yogi. So he was forced then by that urge to put Giriraj on the ground, and then he went to pass fury and then purified himself and then went back to Giriraj to lift him up again. But this time Giriraj would not be lifted. He tried to use all his mystic power, but nothing worked. So then he became very angry. He said, he must come up. So Giriraj said, who I've already made a contract with you that if you put me down anywhere, I'll never again ride. So the last commission was so angry that he said, I curse you, that you will, every single day, you will, every single year, you will reduce by the size of one sesame tree or one mustard tree. So here you are, didn't care at all, because he knew that his worshipful Lord Krishna would soon come, and he would, Krishna himself would play on his own chest, by his own cave, by his thunder, by his waterfall, by his river, Krishna would actually play on him himself. He thought Krishna Maharaj mentioned that this connection, that Giriraj served Krishna in all capacities, in Dasura, by offering all kinds of worshipful paraphernalia, like all the humblings that we offer Papaji, and all the waterfalls, grasses, provisions, friends, and cows, and Maya Mahajira Balaam and Yudhya Mahajira. The gopis themselves in Vedanti said that Giriraj is Haridasa Varya. Guruji mentioned that there are three much famous Haridasas. Yudhisthira Maharaj, Uttam, and the topmost is Giriraj. So he served in all capacities. Also, even he became a mountain so that he can serve in Marjuriraj, because if he was in the form of a male, Radha and Krishna and the gopis could not perform their confidential pastimes in his cage and scriptures. So Giriraj knew that his Lord was coming and that he was going to be able to assist him in unlimited pastimes. And so he was very happy and he didn't care about the curse. And Gaudapanda was wonderful with his faith that it is a fact that Giriraj reduces every year by the size of one sesame seed. But it isn't really due to the curse of the rest of issues, but rather due to his feeling of unlimited and unbearable separation for the Lord. Then, he's like Ramaraj, told me history that took place in another age, because this is cultural age, different ages, the Lord's pastime takes place in different ways. And he quoted the Adi Varaha Purana, which states that during the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, all of his monkeys were gathering big, big trunks of trees and mountain peaks and large rocks to build the bridge from South India to Lanka so that Lord Ramchandra could get back to Sita and kill all the demons headed by Ravana and Vekha. So at that time, Giriraj went to Uttanasala, and he got Giriraj from there, and he was carrying Giriraj on his palm. You might see the bas relief outside of Giriraj flying through the airway, Hanuman, carrying Giriraj through the air on his palm. And the way we got that picture is that so the Gurudev himself posed for Hanuman carrying Giriraj. So he's carrying, and all of a sudden there's an aerial voice from the sky saying that, like Ram's messengers, saying that now the bridge is oil built. And the monkeys who made the bridge with the rock all put rock on each rock. And that's how the rocks were able to float by the power of the holy name. Just like all of you have been, so many of you have taken initiation from Gurudev. At some time, Gurudev said that the holy name of Krishna creates in the whole universe, and the next moment can destroy them all, and the next moment can recreate them. So by the power of Brahma, all the rocks are floating, and now the bridge is completely done. So wherever it is, wherever you're carrying these rocks now, you can put them down. So it so happened that Hanuman was carrying Giriraj just over this place in dust. And so he put Giri Raj down. And Giri Raj was very, very unhappy that his head would not be touched by the lotus feet of Lord Ram. But Hanuman told him, don't worry. When the Lord appears in Kali Yuga, at the end of Dwarpa Yuga as Krishna, then you'll be able to assist him in so many pastimes. And he'll even hold you with the small finger of his left hand. And when India comes with his thunderbolt and rain, as thick as pillars and sharp as arrows to destroy Grudge, you'll be there. And Krishna will hold you up as an umbrella, and he will be the handle. Krishna's own arm will be the handle of that umbrella. So then, Hanuman spoke to Ram immediately, and Ram also confirmed that although the bridge is now finished, I will give the greatest benediction to Giri Raj in my form as Krishna. And when I pray with all my power, voice, and death, blessing of the devotee, this will all be on the chest of Giri Raj Govardhan. So this is his great glory, and by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, where we are sitting in his lap, and by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, at one point we'll realize this and become his assistant in serving Shri Radha and Krishna, for Prima and Jiva.
Good morning. Application Harikatha. We will around 7 or earlier. Sorry. Around 6:30. Leave this place to Dandati, Andhra village, Puttari. Suravi Kun. I will perform this parikram, and at Suravi Kun, we will have some breakfast. We pray to Giriraj ji today that may our pilgrimage be successful and all the anarthas may be removed, obstacles may be removed, and that Radha Dasya may be attained. This is what we are praying. At your lotus feet, we need the residence and all those pastimes performed on you. We want the pastimes to make it in our heart.
और सब लोग परिक्रमा में जाएंगे, कोई भी यहाँ नहीं रहते, सब लोग परिक्रमा में चलना है, जो नहीं चल पाएंगे वो रिक्शा भी चल रहे वो भी चलेगा, किंतु सभी लोग परिक्रमा में चलना है, जैसे महाराज जी ने अभी बताया, और सबसे आप सबको एक तैयार से चलो
अरे वो
परिक्रमा से
Thank you. आप लोगों से मेरी बात को देखो, मैं